And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and in today's world, we could say crown your good with big brotherhood. The real ID has in some ways morphed into the PASS Act. Real ID is still intact and is federal law, passed May 2005. The PASS Act that we referred to last hour has many of the more egregious aspects right there in this new bill, one being requiring, as we spoke, digital facial images. And this is very, very concerning, mandated to be international. And so we could find ourselves in an international data bank as easily as, you know, just happening. Now, we do have some calls here, and I was going to pick them up, and I am happy we had Dr. Albrecht on, a very busy, capable woman. All of us are certainly in her debt for the work she and her colleagues have accomplished in this area. We have Michael in New York. I'd like to say good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Barbara Jean. Thank you for taking my call, and I just want to say thank you and Catherine, Dr. Albrecht, because first off, all the men listening out there, let's give these ladies a big round of applause because they deserve it. We expect men to take the charge, to take the lead, but when I see bright women do that, I just get humbled by that and encouraged by that, and I always thank the good Lord for that as well.
Well, thank you very much. I'll talk to you and say thanks for Catherine. Incredible work. And Liz McIntyre, her companion in that book, Spy Chips. Great work. So necessary. Do you wonder or ask, are you still with us, Michael? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes,
Do you wonder, as I do, why we have this need for so much surveillance, for heaven's sakes?
There's no other reason except for strictly enslavement purposes. There's no other rationale for it, and we can't tolerate it. Just like Catherine was saying, when you spend your money at a major corporation's retail store, you're encouraging them to continue on. But if you boycott them and their funds dry up, it costs them a lot of money to operate because they're big, and therefore they have to have a lot of money coming in big volume to sustain that operation. All we have to do to pull the plug is boycott them. I only buy in big corporations like Home Depot because there isn't any local small mom-and-pop hardware stores locally. They force them out, of course. And once they're all gone, then they raise their prices. Of course, that's how they operate. But I only buy only what I need to, and very rarely will I shop there. And that's what we have to do when it comes to all this, all these attempts by various government agencies. We have to say, look, this is not, am I in the United States or did I just wake up in communist Russia or communist China or Nazi Germany? Because I could have sworn I was in the United States in the New York State Republic where I had the right to travel from point A to point B without being harassed. And often a lot of these guys, these law enforcement guys, at least in the past, were Americans, and they understood that as soon as you approach them with rational thought, it forces them to think.
We're going to go to break here, sir, and we'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928 8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. A great day, a wonderful summer day. And Michael, are you still there or have you dropped off?
I'm still with you, Barbara G.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you a few minutes, and then we have George in Texas, and we'll bring him right on. You know, as we consider what Gary in California told us of being at a checkpoint, being pulled over, and then after word having the trunk opened in his car. We all should sort of ponder that. Checkpoints and that type of thing, they're coming our way all the more frequently. And as Catherine, Dr. Albrecht said, we have to resist. And how do you do that? Politely, we're told today to say yes, sir, to the officer. And if we query under what principle of the Constitution, are you opening my trunk? Sometimes we get in trouble. Your response, Michael?
Well, yes, Barbara Jean, that's why, at least from my experience in the past, the approach is everything. One time when I had a trooper check me out on my motorcycle, I was looking for a dog a few blocks from here, and my bike wasn't inspected. The inspection expired. So he was going to write me up a ticket. Now, this was on 4th of July holiday weekend. So while he was about to do that, I said, you know, officer, you know, trooper, what amazes me is that here we are celebrating Independence Day, and I'm just out minding my own business looking for my dog. Yes, my inspection's expired, but it's my motorcycle. And I could have sworn in this country we had quite a bit of freedom. I thought that's why everybody fought in previous wars, so we could all keep that freedom going on down the line. And here I am now experiencing, wow, I'm just minding my own business trying to find my dog so he doesn't get in trouble, and I'm getting a ticket on Independence Day in the United States, the land of supposedly the free. Well, he looked at me, and he smiled. He knew. And he just folded up the paperwork and said, good luck finding your dog. Just get the bike inspected. And so I find it's always in the approach, how you approach these guys. Now, today they might have a lot of foreigners serving in law enforcement, and they're not going to care about anything we say. And that's when we'll have to just show them the real law and lay the law down and make it clear to them who the boss is in this country. But it's always in the approach, I find. And And if they're real Americans just thinking they're doing their job and this is what they're told to do and they're all struggling for a job because they took all the good jobs away, so they got us in that predicament. Everybody's looking for something that's going to provide a decent salary and coverage for their family and all that. And so they hook them like that into government employment. And so then they get them to do their bidding. But when you confront them in this kind of approach, I think most of the time they're going to step back and say, you're right. You're absolutely right. And they're going to have to question their superiors about all of these actions that they're told to take on us.
Well, hopefully it'll work in that direction. That was a good story that you had. I have Senator Lieberman's number, 202-224-4041. He's the chairman of the committee. And then I have also a number for Senator Collins, 202-224-2523. Once again, 202-224-2523. Give them a call and tell them not to do the PASS Act. George in Texas, welcome. Are you there, George?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you got me, didn't you?
Yeah, hello, you're on.
You know, the thing is, you know, there's a bill in the House. We're just going to ban home gardens or us growing things in the name of food safety. You know, we got this crap coming from China.
We've got a food safety bill coming on its way, yes.
And you know, the thing is, this is about the same thing what Catherine Albright's talking about, tracking and tracing. We grow our own gardens and barter our own food, you know, it's outside this RFID system. They can't track it. They can't track what we do, you know what I mean? And I really think it comes down to control.
A lot of control, a lot of control. And it's amazing, amazing how far it has proceeded. And a lot of people say not, you know, it doesn't matter. We were talking about the cards in the grocery store, and they're handy, and you pass your card to the cashier and click, 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 and all the numbers are reduced to a degree because you have this special card. And yet it should be that for everything they have out there on their shelves. It's preferential. It's not correct. Plus, they're tracking you and your purchases. And yet so many of us use that on a daily basis. It's an incredible time to live.
Well, I just, you know, down in Texas, tell you one thing, Texas is becoming a tinderbox because, tell you, I talk a lot of ranchers, they're upset over this, some of the stuff coming out of Washington, and a lot of business owners getting upset, and, you know, you may have a big move for secession down here, but not for long.
Okay. I understand they're kind of reemerging on your Texas Trans Highway as well.
And we told our legislators, no, 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 no. It's not yours to sell, and it's not yours to give out. It belongs to the people.
Well, I just hope all the Texans will stand tall. Here in Utah, and maybe you heard me mention it last week, it was a headline story on Thursday last, July 2nd, that the NSA spy agency hub is coming to Utah. And, of course, the first thing they note is that there will be greater employment because the facility could bring up to 1,200 high-tech jobs in the state. And so here we're going to have a big hub for the National Security Agency, which is a spying agency. And a lot of people are thrilled about this. The Senator Hatch, he said he was part of this happening for Utah. And maybe this is a good thing, but one has to ask, how much surveillance does a country need?
Only a country that's paranoid of its people.
And they're not going to, I mean, really, it's going to be us that gets the surveillance, the cameras, all the information. I find it to be very, very ominous that the expansion is so great in this area.
Well, like I say, something's going to clash and something's going to collide, and it ain't going to be pretty.
Well, we hope that we can be sobered and make the calls. The Congress will listen, and it would be marvelous if that would be the case. This is going to be a very, very busy week. It's July 6, 2009, and the Congress, yes, is back in session, and they've got so many things to do. And they're talking about the PASS Act, and then, of course, the cap and trade comes forward for the Senate. And that's going to be a very, very interesting American Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, coming right down the pike on this very week, July 6th. So we've got the PASS Act that we talked about last hour, and now the cap and trade bill, and clean energy jobs, it is touted, and it also is touted about reducing global warming pollution, and yet there are catastrophic consequences for these bills. Now, George in Texas, are you thinking we need a cap and trade?
No, it's more like a cap and steal. That's all it sounds like. No, we don't need a cap and trade. All it is just a tax.
It'll be a tax. So, and this is imminent. I mean, this is a possibility that within a week or a week and a half, that will hit the floor of the Senate and the vote will be taken. And we know that we have Franken now as the new senator to be positioned in the Senate, bringing it, I believe, to 60 Democrats. So we better watch this one very carefully. And let your wishes be known, ladies and gentlemen. The impact for the average American on the cap and trade will be absolutely extraordinary. And will push your prices higher, and there's not a lot of help in sight. The director of the Office of Management and Budget has indicated that higher prices for electricity and gasoline. And in my particular state, the hit is as high as $1,115 for every individual. Can you imagine that?
I have two children, so actually it's going to be about $2,000 between me and my wife just to have our kids exist.
Right.
It's just a tax on existence, that's all. And, you know,
well,
I just really think, like I say, you know, one thing, I got a little hope in, you know, the Democrats getting what they want, I think is going to be their it's going to be their downfall. Because now they're exposed and they're trying to ram all this stuff through, and it's, and in the long run, it's not going to wash, and people are going to see them for what they really are.
Well, you know, it would be interesting if the projections of this bill would say they are going to do these wonderful, measureful things with the reduction of the carbon dioxide, but they can't even say that. They don't say that they can do that. And so it's mainly just, as you have said, a tax increase, a very, very strong tax increase for every individual in this nation. How do they come up with these things? We might want to ponder that. Who are these folks who write such legislation? It's time to make those calls. Call your Congress and say, none of this. We will have no more of this. We want something different. Stop in your tracks. The numbers to call Congress, 1-877-851-6437. Try and see if that 800 number is still available. They change from time to time. I shall repeat that. 1-877-851-6437, and always this number if you don't mind the slight charge of a toll, maybe not too costly if you have a cell. 20
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Remember, it's cap and trade coming up for the Senate, so we're going to move a bit from surveillance to cap and trade. But if you have an issue that is percolating in the Congress, please give us a call. We'd be happy to hear from you, your opinion, your concern, or your positive experience with an issue that you would like to share. I'm looking at a letter written June 26, 2009 by Congressman Chaffetz, the new congressman from Utah. And he's writing, and of course, we now know that the House has passed this in their particular venue, so just take heed of what he was saying on June 26th. I, as a congressman, will not support the American Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, more commonly referred to as the cap and trade. The stated objectives of this bill are to create clean energy jobs, reduce global warming pollution, achieve energy independence, and transition to a clean energy economy. Unfortunately, the bill will have economically catastrophic consequences. It will kill an estimated 3 to 4 million jobs, according to the National Association of Manufacturers. In exchange, it will only reduce temperatures by 0.9 degrees Fahrenheit, assuming carbon emissions are reduced 83% by the year 2050. Meanwhile, the bill's impact would reduce aggregate gross domestic product by $9.6 trillion. For average Americans, the impact will be dramatic. According to Peter Orszag, director of the Office of Management and Budget, the average American can expect persistently higher prices for electricity and gasoline. And in Utah, where each person is estimated to be hit with $1,115.47 in new taxes on their electricity bill. That means that the average Utah family of 3.8 people per household annual electricity bill will increase by $3,435.65. That's nearly $290 per month on top of what already is being paid for electricity. The authors of this legislation cite global warming as the driving force behind the bill. I do not believe human activity drives the Earth's warming and cooling cycles. Now, this is a congressman saying that, his statement. The doomsday warming scenarios stem from a 2001 study performed by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC. In this study, 245 potential scenarios were offered. The media and politicians all over the world have adopted the worst-case scenario as fact and have in turn imposed panic-stricken fears amongst Americans and the entire world. Emma Brindall of Friends of the Earth said in December 2007, quote, "A climate change response must have at its heart a redistribution of wealth and resources." I shall say that again. A climate change response must have at its heart a redistribution of wealth and resources. This is similar to Senator Ben Cardin's, Democrat from Maryland, explanation of cap and trade. Cap and trade is the most significant revenue generating proposal of our time. This is from Senator Ben Cardin, Democrat, Maryland, explaining exactly what cap and trade involves. The most significant revenue-generating proposal of our time. Cap and trade is nothing more than a massive expansion of government that will punish business, expand entitlement programs, and raise taxes for 100% of American energy users. So you're a user, look what you can expect. Leave it for the Congress to offer a non-solution to a problem that does not exist. These are the words of Congressman Chaffetz. And then he goes on to recommend, instead of imposing a massive top-down government mandate onto the economy and onto the American people, I support American Energy and Innovation Act. This bill stands on three pillars: innovation, conservation, and production. There you go. You've got most of his letter. We'll go to break and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. So using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Even if your desire is to find that novel that you've been wanting to read and sit out on the patio with a lemonade and enjoy the wonderful summer breeze, it's important that we are aware of what is happening in the Senate and in the House in Washington, D.C. I am alarmed at the number of bills that are on their way, seemingly on a fast track that the citizens at large may be oblivious to, and that will have such an extraordinary impact upon all of our future. In conclusion, Congressman Chaffetz says in regard to the bill that is called American Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, he would suggest promote innovation within the energy market through entrepreneurship while reducing financial, regulatory, and legal burdens. Provide incentives to reduce demand and increase domestic energy security by promoting greater conservation and efficiency. Encourage the production of more American energy from all available resources and technologies, expanding both onshore and offshore oil, natural gas drilling, and encouraging the use and development of alternative energy sources. So, There are places and ways and places to go to check this out. You might try chaffetz.house.gov to follow up on more information about that. Now I want to shift the gear here again and talk a little bit about Sotomayor and her being approved for the new position on the Supreme Court. Perhaps you have missed the story about a gentleman named Jeffrey Deskovic and his situation and involvement with Judge Sotomayor. Or Mayer, whichever. Mayor? I guess it is. Sotomayor. Excuse me. So Jeff Deskovic, whose pursuit of freedom has been chronicled by the New York Times, told a reporter Bob Unruh with WorldNet Daily last month, toward the end of the month, that he said he was very alarmed. The rest of my life as a result of my ordeal is dedicated to preventing what happened to me happening to other people. Sotomayor, in her Second Circuit position, repeatedly put procedure over innocence and rejected appeals that could have provided Deskovic with his freedom much earlier than happened. The gentleman of whom we speak today was convicted and sentenced, and he was in prison for 16 years, though he was innocent. And he blames Sotomayor and the other judge on the Second Circuit panel for the last 6 years he remained in prison. The fact that the DNA on the victim didn't match him was explained away by prosecutors who claimed the victim might have been with someone else before she was killed. His sentence was 15 years to life in prison. Eventually, the gentleman, Jeffrey, that we're talking about, ran out of state court appeals procedures and then was given until April 24, 1997, to demand habeas corpus. According to the reports, his lawyer asked a clerk about the deadline and was told it had to be mailed by that date. And the court rules required delivery by that date. And when the paperwork arrived, it was dismissed. Eventually, Sotomayor and other appellate judge found that the mistake didn't rise to the level of an extraordinary circumstance and dismissed it. And the district court correctly dismissed Deskovic's petition as untimely. So he was having trouble all the way. It is entered that they said the petition for rehearing is denied. Knowing his own innocence, he was appalled, and he kept struggling and battling. Through a twist of fate in 2005, a letter I had written was delivered to anti-death penalty activist and amateur investigator Claudia Whitman. She suggested that I recontact the Innocence Project. And she urged them to take my case. 6 months later, they took my case and obtained permission from the new district attorney to take the crime scene DNA and compare it to the database. So all this time, a young man is serving in prison. Since being freed, he has graduated from Mercy College and is working on a master's degree. And he spends much of his time advocating for the innocent in prison. He's often expressed concern that those who made the mistakes and that put him in prison haven't been disciplined and in some cases have worked up the ranks through promotions. Now he sees Sotomayor on the verge of becoming a justice on the highest court in the land. The White House, which has been releasing schedules of Sotomayor's visits to Capitol Hill to lobby for her appointment to the court, declined to respond to the investigators of WorldNet Daily by telephone and email in regarding requesting a comment over this issue. But in a commentary, Deskovic wrote, "In a career that took her from a Bronx housing project to Princeton University, Yale Law School, various jobs, and now the federal bench, Sotomayor has said that she tries to keep in mind real-life implications of her rulings when meting out justice. Such empathy, in fact, was one reason Obama explained he picked her for the court. Such a high-minded moral standard is what we as a society should expect and seek from all judges, especially a Supreme Court justice. But considering that we are talking about lifetime appointment to the highest court, we should see if, in practice, her rulings reflect that. A review of her record in my case shows that Sotomayor's practice does not live up to her promise. All seven of my appeals were turned down. Two stops along the way were in Sotomayor's courtroom," he said. He's working to alert Americans to the danger he feels Sotomayor presents to the public. He has assembled a group on Facebook encouraging contacts with members of the Senate to oppose Sotomayor. He also said he would like to testify against her at her Senate hearings scheduled to take place, once again, a busy summer, within a few weeks. Let's spell his name for you, so you might want to look him up and see if you agree and if you can maybe be of some help to him. It has been a struggle, a true struggle for Deskovic, and he continues. So the spelling of his name, D-E-S-K-O-V-I-C, D-E-S-K-O-V-I-C, and you can look to his work on WorldNet Daily at an article written by Bob Unruh. The date of the article, June 30th, 2008, a wrongly imprisoned man, jailed for 16 years, Jeffrey Deskovic, D-E-S-K-O-V-I-C. I think the fact that she is being considered for even a higher position of responsibility, considering we're talking about a lifetime appointment that affects all of our rights. She's supposed to be scrutinizing every case that comes across her desk, Mr. Deskovic said, not using technicalities. What I don't understand is why none of the U.S. senators is paying attention to this issue. Do they agree with what happened to me? He wondered. He also suggests politics is playing a huge role. If the judge had been nominated by a Republican president, the Democrats would have been all over this, he said. There is no excuse, and he is concerned that the Republicans are not raising the question. Her ruling in my case showed callous disregard for the real-life implication of her rulings. She opted for procedure over fairness and finality of conviction over accuracy. Many of the victims of wrongful convictions serving long sentences had exhausted their appeals long before they were exonerated. In how many of these cases did Sotomayor vote to refuse to even consider evidence of innocence? My case is far from unique. in an age when the reality of wrongful convictions is well established. Judge Sotomayor did not demonstrate that understanding, and if that is her idea of empathy, a trait that President Obama sought in his appointee, then God help us all, Deskovic said. So Deskovic or Deskovic, I guess is what I was looking for. I would urge you to check on that issue. Check on the issue, be able to talk and speak with your senator. This issue, along with the others, will come far too soon, and some will not be prepared. Here's an individual whose lifespan was totally struck down by the ruling of an indifferent judge and is on her way to be confirmed to be on the Supreme Court of the United States of America. So let us hope that his message will get out across this nation and be listened to, for it is a very, very sad story. And along with that, remember, do not forget, we're citizens in charge these days. We have to be up on the issues, take action, and do that we need. We do have the Supreme Court ruling on one of the rulings of Sotomayor that's just recently occurred to the benefit and knowledge of the United States citizenry. So that is a good story. Do something about Jeffrey's story. Help Mr. Deskovic accomplish what he's going out for. Read his story. If you are impressed with his need, join with him and show support for a fellow American. So, as we come to the close of this show, coming up soon, we'll turn back to the spy agency in Salt Lake City. And if there's anyone around here in Salt Lake that says, oh, that's the job story, and it will be really good for us, we really need all of this, well, let's see, 1 million square feet installation just for the beginning, and it will be a boon to our economy. It's a good idea. The NSA, remember, its origins and its existence was kept very secretive for many, many years. Along with all of this, ladies and gentlemen, there is one issue that is extraordinary and is occurring as we speak. And that is the amazing capability through the internet to seek information in regard to the national story, the commission's story on 9/11. Would that have anything to do with spy agencies and surveillance and then having to have the chips in activity so they're radioactive and everybody knows where everything is and all of this empowerment of this new administration? The fact that through the technology of YouTube and the internet, unbelievable information in regard to the story and the commission's finding on 9/11. Amazing things are out there. I would ask you as a listener, how long has it been since you said, okay, I'm going to discipline myself. I will spend an hour and I will reach out and investigate what is available on YouTube in regard to the 9/11 happening, coming up so many years ago now. It's sort of old hat. But that is the beginning. That is where all of this story of the restriction on your rights and your security, your freedom, your capability to act, your capability to be down by the border and drive your car without a checkpoint. All of that goes back to national security issues and the experience of 9/11, the disaster, the frightening disaster of 9/11. We need more security. We need the Patriot Act. We need to get rid of habeas corpus. We need to know that we can have Guantanamo and do the interrogations. We became a nation with a little bit of torture here and there. Extraordinary renditions became the name of the game. On and on. What brought it about? 9/11. I urge you to do that little activity and take an hour, maybe two, and see what's available out there. It is mind-boggling. So if you're doing that, then also remember the part that the spy agencies like the NSA and Homeland Security and the restrictions thereof, FEMA, all of that, how they play a important role in all of this jacked up security for America and America's citizens. It's interesting to note, we'll return right then, we'll go to break, and we'll come back and talk about what it's like inside the agency.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Coming up to the final segment here, we were talking about the National Security Agency and its new expansion into the Utah area. And I'm looking at a publication, July 3rd and 5th, 2009, National Security Agency running amok to plug leaks about 9/11. This is a report by Wayne Madsen. He reports that he's learned that the National Security Q Group responsible for security has grown to an immense security and counter-intel force with an estimated 1,000 government employees, contractors, and paid informants. National Security Agency's government force is reportedly primarily tasked with plugging any leaks of classified or other information that points to U.S. government involvement with the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001. NSA security has doggedly pursued a number of NSA employees, some in sting operations, others in frequent polygraphs and repeated security interviews where threats are made by thuggish NSA security agents with and without the presence of FBI agents, others in constant surveillance operations in their homes, churches, locations away from Fort Meade, Maryland, headquarters of the agency. NSA security chief is Kemp Ensor III. Ensor has built up what amounts to a massive law enforcement and intel agency in Maryland that operates as a virtual independent operation that answers to no one. Maryland's congressional delegation has shown little interest in oversight over the security operations. In fact, it has been learned that many NSA employees, aware of the political and other misuse of their agency by the Bush-Cheney administration, avidly backed Barack Obama for president, hoping that the past era when NSA complied with its Foreign Intel Surveillance Act, FISA, and the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution would be restored. However, many NSA employees are bitterly disappointed that Obama has done nothing to curtail not only the widespread surveillance of the communications of law-abiding Americans, but the constant Stasi-like harassment and surveillance conducted by Ensor's team of his agents and confidential informants. It has been learned that NSA security has been authorized to work directly with Washington area local police intel divisions to carry out its surveillance of not only NSA employees and contractors, but journalists who report on the activities of NSA. So how could it be so sweet for the NSA? The NSA is coming to our town, ladies and gentlemen, here in Salt Lake City. Are you prepared and are you ready? And once again, the urgency to look and be informed about the actual events that are available in many, many different YouTube videos out there, well documented. Take a look at those and see what you think about 9/11. So there you have it today, ladies and gentlemen, as we look at the high tech of whether it's an RFID chip or if it's the cameras on the semaphore. They're there and we are here. We better be careful. We'll be right back tomorrow here on Born on the 4th of July. Thanks for listening and good day to you.
With recent